And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour or so playing various mantra based music, kirtan, chanting from around the world, some various things pertaining to conscious and yoga and spiritual culture. First track is going to be by Pia, aka Gorangi Devidasi, with a track entitled Dalalera Gita, which is a rendition of a Bengali song written by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. And he wrote a whole bunch of different songs pertaining to bhakti culture or bhakti yoga culture or devotional culture. So this is a really nice long song. We're going to try and go a little deep with the tracks today and play less tracks but longer tracks, just to kind of get into the different groove or mood that the artists, the performers are trying to get across. This clocks in at about 11 or 12 minutes long, so enjoy. It's a nice track from a little while ago. And we'll be back right after this track just to kind of ease you into the next section, and also to give you a little bit of info about what are the different Bengali verses in this song, and what is the singer singing about. I hope you're doing good. Here's Pia with Dalalera Gita.
Nita, kabogai, borosuke kabogai, borosuke kabogai, borosuke kabogai, surabi kunjete namahat kuleche, korani tai, korani tai, korani tai, korani tai, boromoja katata. Jata bhakta vrindavasi, jata bhakta vrindavasi.
Beck. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we just heard from Pia, aka Gurangi Devidasi, with the track entitled Daladera Gita. And she's put out a few albums, like three that I know of, from 1998 until present, maybe more. Originally from London, UK, and now I believe residing in the US somewhere, I think in North Carolina area. The track that she chose for that we just played, that she chose to cover there was a composition by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, a devotional poet from a few hundred years ago, that was based in West Bengal. It's written in the Bengali language. The one verse in here that caught my attention: Boro Doyal Nichananda Shraddha Matre Loi Den Parama Ananda. And reveals an aspect of an interesting aspect of bhakti, or the path of devotion, which we see in so many different spiritual traditions around the world. Shraddha Matre Loye. So Shraddha means faith, or firm faith. So faith is kind of like a central point in devotional culture. It's kind of like a mystical transformational point that opens up deeper levels of reality. And the term for that in Sanskrit is Shraddha. And this is like a very sort of deep-seated or deep-rooted type of faith that stems from evolved experience and through revelation. And so this verse, Boro Doya Nichananda Sradhima Teloi Den, is basically saying that Nichananda, who was one of the personalities we talked about just before, is bestowing the highest ecstasy simply in exchange for this Shraddha, or this firm faith. So the next set, we're gonna kick things off with a track by Bharamji entitled The Way to the Light. And this is a track from the release Sufi Safir. So basically the different segments of this song that he's chanting, like in repetition, he's talking about just the whole Sufi experience of dancing and chanting and becoming drunk or intoxicated on this kind of devotional bhava, or these devotional sentiments that are arising within the heart from his practice of whirling and chanting and prayer. And so he says in the closing verses that by losing everything, he gains everything. So this is like saying he lets go of his practice, he lets go of all of his material or temporary attachments, and in doing so, this whole world opens up whereby he can experience something more whole, or some a more full experience, which is happening for him on a spiritual platform. So, without further ado, here's Bharamji. I'll just mention a couple of other things that are going to happen in the set, though, just to give you a heads up. We're going to hear from a track by Rakshama, and we're also going to hear from Sadhu Nada, who is a really prolific guy. We'll talk a little bit more about him afterwards, with Bum Bum Bolo, and also probably right at the end of the show, we're going to hear from Beautiful World. These are kind of longish tracks, so just to kind of allow us to get a little bit into the groove of what's going on. The track Bum Bum Bolo is a chant which is directed towards Shiva, or Lord Shiva, and Rakshama Prasd, which is the war track, is chanting to the Divine Mother. And the first track, as I said, Away to the Light, by Bharamji from Sufi Sophia.
This morning I'm going to present two ragas which are combined into one.
تا که از تصویر باشم خود نمان Tulasi Krishna Prayasi.
Seva
Kashi.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a rendition of the Tulsi Kirtan by Beautiful World. So Namo Namaha Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Radha Krishna Seva Pavo A Abhilasi. So those are the words that you heard chanted in that particular song. So Tulsi is a name. Tulsi is a tree, but is also considered to be a person, Tulsi Devi. And so in India you see that the Tulsi tree is worshipped in that way, as considering her to be a person. And so Tulsi is known as one of the gopis, or one of the young girls that help Radha and Krishna in their amorous pastimes, or their lila, or their play. Radha and Krishna are representing the male and female divinity, and the exchange of love between the bhakta, or the devotee, and the supreme source. And so in the play between Radha and Krishna, Tulsi is considered to be somebody who can help the aspiring bhakti yogi to develop that attachment, those feelings of attachment for the Supreme, through a mood of seva, or divine service. Also in that set before that, we heard from Wa, the most wonderful Wa, from her Shavasana 2. Oh, I should mention that that track comes from the release Two Becomes One by Beautiful World. Before that, War with Rakshama from Shavasana 2. And Rakshama, the word Raksha means protection or shelter. Mostly protection would be most closest, I think. So again, in Sanskrit, Rakshama, Ma being the mother, or the divine mother. So when we say Radha Krishna, Radha would also be fall into that category of being seen as the divine mother. So Mars kind of like also like Sita is another name, Devi, Shri, there's many different names for the Divine Mother in all kinds of cultures, many different cultures and traditions from around the world, not just the ones that utilize Sanskrit as their predominant language, or I guess that would be mostly in the Vedic category, but others do. Before that, Bharamji and the Way to the Light were from Sufi Safir. And we started everything off with Pia, or Gaurangi Devi Dasi, with Dalalera Gita, another song in Bengali. The last track is going to be Sarunada, with a track entitled Bum Bum Bolo from the release of the same name. He's a pretty prolific guy. I think he's put out like 4 albums or more in the past couple of years, or past year or even. And he's basically like a traveling mendicant who has kind of got a sort of gypsy sort of style to his kirtan. Some other elements in there too. I think he has a website. I don't know the address, but if you just Google Sadhu, that's S-A-D-H-U, Nada, N-A-D-A, you'll come up with that. And he's got lots of music for download. Oh, that you can buy just based on donation. That's going to keep him wandering, doing his mendicant thing. They call it begging alms. And so he's just kind of supporting himself with his music and trying to share these different mantras with everybody. And Bom Bom Bolo, this is dedicated to Shiva. Shiva Shankar. We don't really have time to go into this song as much as I would like to, but you're going to hear Hara Shiva Shankar, Shashankar Shekhar, Harabam. Harabam, Bam Bam Bolo. And this is kind of a famous chant. A quick translation. This is an offering to Shiva, who takes away, who is the embodiment of peace and auspiciousness. And by taking away, he takes away all kinds of obstacles on the spiritual path, unwanted things. The embodiment of peace and auspiciousness, whose ecstatic dance of universal distraction tears away the veils of ignorance. O Frisian One, the primordial being who wears the moon as an ornament, free me from the chains of temporal existence. So there's more in the mantra than that, in regards to the sound of Shiva's ankle bells and taka, which is like the sound of Shiva's drum as he plays it. Also, the word bum refers to the sound of Shiva's drum. And the word bolo means say or to sing. So here is Bum Bum Bolo from the release of the same name by Sadhu Nada. And we'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CITR, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed some of the music. Take care of yourself. Namaste. Bumble.
Shankara, Girija Shankara, Dimi 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 Taka, Natana Kelo, Hare Shiva Shankara, Shashanka Shikara, Harabom Harabom, Bom Bom Bolo, Baba Payankara, Girija Shankara, Dimi 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 Taka, Natana Kelo.
Bom, bom, bolo. Bom, bom, bolo.